every single time I serve lunch at the Juniper and Rose Kitchen Garden School, I serve a bottle of Fleurfield's wine. And it is the most delicious wine in the whole wide world, as far as I'm concerned. And it's grown just a mile away. And I have an extra reason for serving it, and that is because it's actually made by my mum and dad. So I'm standing next to my dad here. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
So can you just tell me, I know I already know, but for anyone that's listening, what made you start the vineyard in the first place?
Flora, my wife, decided she'd like a vineyard. Came back from holiday in Italy. I said I couldn't do one in Italy, too far away. Couldn't do one in France, again, too far away. Had a look at what site we'd got, investigated it, we've got a perfect site. That's how it started.
And how long ago was that?
That was in 2000.
You've won all the top English wine awards. You've got silvers and gold all over your all over the table here, in amongst your champagne and your table wine. How proud was that? Was it a good moment?
We're very, very pleased with the wine. Don't use the word proud.
I'm proud.
Well, that's okay. But we've won 12 medals and 8 trophies in the last 2 years. We've won gold, several silvers, several bronze, and 8 trophies.
I know, being originally a Hume, my maiden name, that you never do anything by halves. It's the sort of your sort of style. You've put a lot into this, though, haven't you? I mean, you've put hours and hours of work into it. It's not actually that easy, is it?
It's a labour of love. Yeah, winter, summer, a lot of love.
You've got a customer now.
Hello.
Well, you've had about 10 people here buying your wine, so I've sat patiently watching everyone, and everybody buys it, don't they?
Yes, everybody likes it.
What grapes do you use in the wine, Dad?
Cheval Blanc and Phoenix.
And how many different types of wine do you grow here? You've got three bottles here.
We do two sparkling, one rosé, one white, and two still, one rosé, one white. Yeah. So we have actually three grape varieties, including Triomphe d'Alsace, which is the red that goes into the rosé.
And how many bottles a year do you produce, roughly?
In a good year, 5,500. In a poor year, 700.
And we've had a couple of years when we've had absolutely none.
That's true. That was 2007. We didn't get a single grape.
But I remember that. That was so. It's subject to you. Very subject to the weather and the conditions, aren't you?
It's very much weather orientated. You get a good fruit set, you get a good crop. If you don't, you get a poor crop.
So the one that we have on the cookery courses is either this table wine here, which is the white one, or the rosé, depending on what I'm serving.
Yeah.
How much do they sell for?
Retail's $12.50, but obviously if you buy enough, you get a better price.
Excellent. Right, well, I'll let you get on because I know there's lots of customers heading your way again. So thank you for talking to me, and I will keep putting the wine. It surprises everybody that it's literally a mile away, and there's always this real moment where everybody kind of tastes it, and then they go quiet, and they all go, isn't it delicious? So it's a really lovely thing, and I'm always... relieved, and that everyone always looks very pleased when I say it's my mum's and dad's wine.
Yeah, well, I like it.
Right, have a good afternoon then. Thanks.
Yes,
bye, Dad.
Bye.